Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. This is truly a wonderful day. For our God has made it and designed it, and everything that is needed is filled with it. His mercy, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. All we have to do is claim it and walk in it. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is A Remnant Ministry. Praying first, hallelujah. Do in the morning, hallelujah. Do in the morning. I told you that I was just trying things and seeing what is going to be, what is right, what is the right title, what is the right purpose that God has ordained for this show. And been going around, so what I have been understood that it is do in the morning with the Remnant Ministries. Hallelujah. The do is the anointing, the peace, the love, the joy, the presence of the Most High God. And you're joining me as I enjoy and we enjoy the do in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought about this song, like the dew in the morning. And I think I shared with you some time ago, one of the first songs that I was taught as a child. I was about 7 years old, and I used to sing it. We used to have afternoon service and youth services, a lot of them. And they start, when they said youth, they meant the, even the little ones had to participate. So at that time, I could sing. And it was In the Garden was the first song I remember. And not until I reached this age, and not too long ago, I went back in my mind, I was led back, and what it was, thought about sitting with the Master, our Father, early in the morning in the garden. Hallelujah. And what it must have been like for Adam and Eve to sit in the cool of the day with the Master, with the, our Father, and just commune and worship and be in his presence. Hallelujah. So much is revealed when we walk in the garden with the Master. We can't see him, but by faith, we know he's with us. Hallelujah. Because of the obedience of our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. Ha! Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody has to lead us there. No one has to take us. We quiet time with our Father. Hallelujah. All by ourselves. It is selfish. Yes, it does. I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for the reminder, for the revelation. I often say, sometimes I think we teach children songs that really should be for those older. And yet, it all depends on God. But some children don't yet understand the meaning of those songs, saying what they don't understand. But I guess some would say, yet, by and by, by and by, as time progress, hallelujah, along the way. They'll understand it by hallelujah. I am just so grateful that you're here. I don't know if how good about I am with entertaining, but I just like to feel that I'm sharing. And very soon you'll be able to share with me. And we won't get off on too many rabbit trails, but just saying a good morning. And would you pray for this and would you pray for that? Let us pray about this. There are a lot of things going on in the world, and we really need to begin to pray about some things together, corporately. I believe in corporate prayer. I've heard some definitions that I wasn't very comfortable with. I'm not quite sure how, well, I guess, because that's how Israel got into trouble, mixing the profane with the holy. People take anything and ward it to their selfishness. That's pride and arrogance and disobedience. Oh, my God. And we're not, doesn't seem to be as if we're, people are not afraid to mix things holy, that which is unholy. But nevertheless, God will teach, God will lead, and God will guide, and God will give direction. And there is judgment, so, and there is punishment, and there are blessings, you know. So let's choose to be obedient to God. Let's choose, when we find that we have sinned, to repent, change our minds, don't go back, and be about our Father's business. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. Oh, my God. It is so sweet to be in the hands of a loving and kind Father. That's where we want to be, in His presence, is where I want to be. I long to be. There is no presence sweeter and more wonderful than in being in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. God loves us. He loves us. And we are to love each other. And we need to look up that word, but that's not the word of the day. But we really need to study love, so we'll have a good understanding of the word love and God's instructions. Maybe that will be our word for next week. So let's go into our scriptures. We're going to read, we'll start with Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That's the instructions in this holy scripture in a nutshell. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. The word, holy written word we're speaking of.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, now we're at 2 Chronicles 7:13. Listen, listen, listen. We can make a difference in the land as children of God, saints, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hear the power. Hear the authority. Sons of God. Ah, glory. Daughters of God. Hear ye the written sacred word. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, oh, and all that is within me. Bless. Hallelujah. Most holy word. Hallelujah. His most holy name. Hallelujah, his most holy way. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, oh my God. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. That's 14. Think about it. Glory be to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, most holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, on my soul, and all that is within me. I would ask you to do a wonderful thing. When people say, do you read the Bible? And you say, I've read Genesis to Revelation. But, you know, let's read the whole book. From the very beginning, first page, all the way to maps, then they would not be there if they were not important. The beginning, explanations and how to pronounce certain words, it wouldn't be here if it wasn't necessary, and if it wasn't helpful to you. There's so much that will help you to to get a better understanding of what is we are reading when we begin to read the books. And one that I found that is so full and it connects the dots, that part between Malachi and Matthew, read it. It's a wealth of knowledge. And it will give answers to so many of the questions you may have, if not all of them. Read about Alexander the Great. Read how it was prophesied in the sacred scriptures of Alexander the Great. Hallelujah. Read. Study, value this information that God has shared and people have suffered and died so that we can have. We can get to know him and see our God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning giving you glory, blessing your name, thanking you, for you are the sovereign Lord. You are majesty on high. You and you alone are the only true and living God. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we bless your most holy name. Father, we thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because we're learning more and more that we can lean on you, we can depend on you. Thank you for allowing us to hear your voice, and another we won't follow. Hallelujah. Thank you for making your voice so clear and profound to us. Without a shadow of a doubt, we know it's you. Thank you for cleansing our ears, purifying our hearts, sharpening our ears, giving us sharp vision, clear vision, that we may be able to see with eyes anointed by thee, Almighty God. We thank you, we praise you for the joy, the option to choose to depend on you. Choose to rely on you. Choose to obey you. Choose to have faith in you, Almighty God. Thank you. Choose. And you will not allow us to be ashamed. You know that we have needs of things, but the Holy Scripture, our Savior, instructed us to seek ye first the kingdom and all this righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us to need. But yet, the needs that you supplied that we hadn't even thought of, hallelujah, protection that we're not even aware of. God, we thank you, Holy Father. Glory be to your name. Thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for healing us. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Cut me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. He cut me off. Thank you, Almighty God. Nothing can cut us off from thee. Impossible to cut us off from the living God. Glory. Nothing can cut us off. Hallelujah. Say, this happened. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have did this. But if we put our trust in God, nothing can cut us off from him. Hallelujah. He is our keeper, and he is our very present help. God, we thank you this morning. Every need, we lift up the doctors and attorneys and judges before you, Almighty God. Ooh, God, speak to them in their respective places. Hallelujah. Step in their minds and their hearts. May they have compassion, Almighty God. May they realize that they are just men and women. Hallelujah. In a profession that they can glorify you, but still it is you who is the judge. Hallelujah. The mighty physician and the great attorney. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You represent your people well. Huh? You are the absolute power, and you are the absolute authority. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. For you have allowed us to know and to get an understanding. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Thank you for the children being protected. We thank you, Almighty God, for the children as they walk and go from the younger to the older in the place of education on their way, that you send angels of protection, guiding and protecting them. Hallelujah. Mothers, as they go to meet their needs to take care of their children, thank you for meeting their needs, and thank you for standing with them in their weak places and even in their strong places, because without you, they can and we can do nothing. Remember your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your missionaries. Remember them, keep them strong, and strengthen those that are weak in Yeshua's mighty name. Father, we thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you, to think of you, to put our mind and think of your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your love, your long suffering. Miracles do happen in your presence. And we thank you for the miracles. We thank you, Almighty God, for you are a miracle. You are the only miracle working God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Well, now, my friends, this morning, it's raining here in this side of Georgia. How is it on your side? But, you know, I remember one day my grandfather was alive, and I said to my grandfather, I said, oh, it's raining. He said, you know, baby, every day is a good day. We need the rain like we need the sunshine. And I've learned to enjoy the rain. I've learned to enjoy the sunshine. It's just good to give God glory no matter what is going on. Hallelujah. I have a word for us today. And that word, well, to obey. And I got it from the International Standard Encyclopedia. And the meanings and the terms, it says, the word simplifies to hear, to listen. What comes with it is however the significance of hearing with reverence and obedience. In other words, we hear with reverence, hearing God and obeying God, reverencing Him when we are obedient to His will and His way and His instruction. In the New Testament usage, meaning is to hear or of subordinating oneself to the person or thing heard, and it relates to God. It is the greatest test of faith in God and reverence for Him. When we obey God, the greatest test of our faith in God. Obedience and obey. So we have to know the voice of God and obey when we hear. When we read the scriptures and we see what he says to us through the scriptures and we obey what is written, that's showing our reverence and our faith in God. Hallelujah. So as we read, let's do 1 Samuel, Genesis. I always like to do Genesis 22 and 18. Hallelujah. Let's see if that's the one. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Why? Because he obeyed the voice of God. Not only was he blessed, but all the nations of the earth blessed. In thy seed, not seed, thy seed, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice, the voice of the Lord. All in a nutshell, we see the retina picture, but we don't see the total picture, the whole picture. It is just good to obey God. Start very simple. When you read the scriptures, what does the scripture say? That's what you do, or that's what you don't do. Think about it. To Zechariah, I think. No, we'll have to save that for next week and let Zechariah 6:15 be our meditating scripture, and Genesis 22:18, 1 Samuel 15:22. Listen to it. Now our closing scriptures. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He is good. 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 When? All of the time. Hallelujah. Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise true God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.